any sense, did it?
The following program, you're doing for you, with you. I carved it up, man. This program is, we're well into the show now. And my name is General Galen Shaw. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Robert Leonard alongside, or in the way.
Phil, I'm in the way, man.
No, I said you're along the way.
What is that supposed to mean? Was he standing on the side of the road trying to hitch a ride?
Girl, just let him do it. Anyway, this is Robert Leonard, and with me over here is R.C. Collins.
Yeah, today on the show, we're going to go and visit with R.C. Collins. He got into trouble.
Yes, there was something on the program yesterday that was quite unusual, and we're going to be talking about that with R.C. Collins, Bobby Dooley, and Steve Dooley on these very airwaves. Also, Chef Carl Cedilia will be discussing, and I have to tell you, Ted Bell, this was his idea.
Go ahead, say it.
I don't like the idea of them using something that is, in point of fact, very natural, and can be very beneficial to the health, using it as almost a way of testing a man's endurance, as if you would ask the man this or talk to the man about this just before he was going to get into a rocket sled. And I know
they really wish. You're talking about Kim Kardashian.
I'll do it, thank you. We're talking about Kim Kardashian.
Dad, don't say it. Please don't say it. Please don't say it.
Then get out, bud.
Go on, bud, get out of here.
We're talking about Kim Kardashian, and it's a very natural thing, eating her placenta. I'm Margaret Gray.
God damn! What was that?
You didn't hear about this.
No, I didn't hear. Why don't you give a man a warning?
Because we're on the air now, and we are delivering the information. Listen, Phil, you're going to have to get these people up to speed.
Don't point at me and call me little. You called me little people?
No, I said these people.
She did say these people, General.
And what do I got to get up to speed on?
You have to get up to speed on the news of the day. The news of the day. And the news of the day today...
But I heard you say that Kardashian broad, right?
Excuse me, may I finish, Phil?
Let her give you the news, General.
Dad, please don't do it. Please don't do it.
Get out of here, bud, if it makes you sick.
Yeah.
Why are you sitting down?
Because I want to hear about it.
I thought it made you sick.
Well, it does, but by the same token, I want to be a part of the action, you know.
Yeah, of course. All right, go ahead.
Thank you, Phil. Jesus, Phil.
Well, I'm sorry.
Phil turns to me and goes,
go ahead.
Kim Kardashian has expressed the desire, and it is, again, something that's very natural, a great many women do this, to eat her own placenta after she gives birth to the child. Now, I don't know, is this kid born, or does anyone know?
Is what kid?
Northwest.
I guess he is, if he's been named.
Well, do you know it's a he?
I do not.
Then why would you call it a he?
That's a default gender.
Yeah, it's the default gender.
I'll say it's the default gender.
It's the default gender, so what about it?
Well, Phil, what about it? I want to know whether she's eaten it yet. If she is, I need to get pictures. We've got to know. This is going...
Bob, damn! Why do you have to get pictures?
It's going into my blog, and it's also going to go into my column. It's probably going to go into my magazine column, and if we've got pictures, then it will obviously be a supplement. So
you're going to make this thing far bigger than it should be.
It is not something, General, that you would understand, but every woman listening to me knows that it is a very natural thing to eat that which your body expels. I'm Margaret Gray.
Are you out of your mind?
I'm sorry, what did you say?
Are you out of your mind? Eat what your body expels you. Hey, I got something for them to eat. Hold on now.
Oh, you know what? If you want to throw down this early, bring it on.
Now, hold on for just a ding-dang minute, if you don't mind. It's a natural thing.
Women understand.
Well, I got
women understand.
All right,
And this is what Kim Carter, as long as this has been made public by that Perez Hilton, who I understand is a wonderful columnist. I'm sorry, Perez, that you weren't able to get into show business, and this is the back doorway, if you'll pardon the use of the term back door, but I'm sure...
Yeah, I'm sure he's familiar with that.
What a homophobe.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, wait.
Wait.
Yeah, he told us to tell you.
Yeah, okay, thank you for telling me. I just said wait.
Well, then, you want to back up?
No, I'm not backing up. I'm not going to get into bashing Perez Hilton on a show, because I don't feel like doing that. It's going to be sidetracking us. We'll have this... story, and I know that Ted Bell is going to deal with it, and that's all fine and dandy, and I also realize that We got a lot of other stuff we're going to be doing on the show here today. So why don't we just get to Bob Bacon? He's got the traffic. Bob, how you doing?
Hey, Bill, right now here on the 55 freeway, we got a 16 free. We also have this. Both hands are down there. Using both hands. Make sure you got that because there's a family of four down there. I got a hot one. They lobbed a hot one in there. I don't think I'm going to put it down there. Over here on the 55 freeway, you can find those coming down the foothill. And if you're moving in from out of town, you got top 10 prompt right down there. Be prompt for the prompt because it's going to be starting by thought that. Let's go to Sky Boy.
All right, now I got a wild thought bell. Look at that bell. See him bell. Right here on the west side, I can see that part of that jam. That's going to give me about 15 minutes. I'm sitting down there for my dip, put my penis in my mouth. It's Sky Baby.
Sky Baby, thanks a lot. And listen, tonight on Channel 9, there's going to be some... Love you. 22 for that 36,
because of two for my runners. Someone ought to get that guy to the hospital, you know?
Well, you're the closest one to him.
I mean, I'm the closest one to him. Anyway, welcome back to the program, World Famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. And there have been a number of things. We also have Larry Grover is going to join us because there was a meme floating around of Larry. He apparently was photographed by his mother. I guess, what were they doing?
Well, they were gun shopping or something.
Yeah, he went out there looking for a gun. Got a kind of Larry wants to have a gun.
Larry wants to have a gun, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, why are you mocking that?
What does that mean, Larry wants to have a gun?
Yeah, what is it? Everybody's got to have a gun now, for God's sake.
Well, I think it's obvious why, because this country has gone absolutely insane. And why wouldn't you want a gun when the multitude of guns that are out there would make you at risk from the gun? And so to get the gun, I don't know what I could give us.
I'm sorry?
I don't give a fuck.
Oh, Mr. Henry.
Yeah, I'll take that under advisement, Margaret.
Oh, look at the goody two-shoes, huh?
Oh, you've heard the word before, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I'm hearing it a little bit too much here on this program. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County is going to join us right now very, very briefly. I know that we do have Ted Bell. I understand that.
Now, Mr. Bell says he's burning daylight.
Yeah, well, Mr. Bell can burn some more daylight, okay?
Bell said he's burning daylight a little bit. And also the fact that...
Hey, guys, hold on for a minute.
No, also the fact that Chef Tadilla... is serving up. They're having a breakfast this morning for the women, League of Women discussion group.
I know what it is. It's the Women's Discussion Group League of West Los Angeles. They're being hosted this morning by Mr. Bell. Please be prompt, Phil.
Are you going over to that?
I might sit in later. I'll sit in. I don't know whether I want to involve myself in it yet. I don't know what quality of conversation it is. If it is of a high grade of quality, yes. But if it is not, I'll sit in. I'll audit.
You know, Margaret, why don't you just say it all in about 5 seconds instead of the big speech you give?
I got to talk to Larry Grover. Larry, you there?
Yeah, I'm waiting, Phil. I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting. Larry Grover here at Silver Print, and I can tell you this much. Let's get back to work. I'm in the TV room right now. I can tell you this much. The photograph was taken of me by mother. Thanks, Johnny. And it was taken about 2 days ago.
Of you looking at a gun?
Yes. And I was over at Elmendorf's, which is a gun shop, basically a firearms retailer. And I was looking. She took the picture, and someone from your staff put looking at his first gun, and he may get the sheriff star, and he may get the holster. Now, I don't know who did it. I don't care who did it. But it's a meme now, and when it's a meme... You know what a meme is?
I do know what a meme is.
What is a meme?
Who said that?
This is General Shaw, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry, General. It's Larry Grover, sir.
Yes, Larry. What is a meme?
A meme is something that goes around the internet and becomes a... Everybody looks at it, and then they go, ha... Huh? They laugh, you know? And I'm a meme, you know?
You're a meme. This was a photograph taken by... Who took the picture?
My mother took the picture, but it was taken... by someone on Henry's staff, and it says his first gun. Now he's going to get his sheriff star and his holster, and
your face, that's mocking you.
But yes, absolutely is. And I don't care about being mocked, but when I become a meme, I got to tell you, you know, you're going to get it from all sides. You're going to. It's almost as if you don't know which. Like I'm having to cover my mouth, my ass, you know.
Larry,
mother, please.
All right, Larry, we don't have to go degenerate to that level. Which one of you guys did that?
You're looking at me for, man. I'm doing it.
Yeah, what are you looking at me for?
Which one of you guys did it, okay? Which one of you guys put this meme out? Hold on, Jay. Hey, bud, why do we have playing cards here?
Playing solitaire. Got a little rummy.
You guys got a little rummy and solitaire going, huh?
Yeah, just in between shows.
Get the cards out of here, because they're all falling all over the place.
Yeah, what do you want me to do? You want me to tell you all about the meme, or do you want me to tell you all about it?
Did you do it? Well, you just about admitted it there, bud.
All I did is I put some printing on it that a man is going to get a sheriff star.
Okay, so it was Dickman, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, well, I figured as much. You know, Dickman, you think I'm playing around, huh? You think I'm just... How I wish that you understood, Dickman. You're a kid. That's why I'm not going to get more angry. But, you know, you don't understand what it is in this country to have the right... For me to have the right to bear arms, for you to have the right... I'm sorry, you have the right...
Let's, if you wouldn't mind, Larry.
No, hold on, Phil. I'm talking to the kid here. Now, are you there? What's your name again?
I'm Buck Dickman. RC's the other kid.
Yeah, that RC kid. I heard him yesterday. My understanding is he tased someone.
Oh, so that's what it was, huh?
We're going to talk about it, yeah.
He tased that clown, huh? Boy, oh boy.
Well, you don't sound all that broken up about it.
Well, I'm not. Maybe I'm not. Maybe I think Dooley needed it. But the fact of the matter is, these punk kids are out of control.
Yeah, right there. They're out of control. And I would say to you, your name's Dickman, right?
Yeah, my name's Bud Dickman.
All right. I don't know whether it's Collins or what's going on, but the fact is...
He's Bud Dickman. He works for me. R.C. Collins has nothing to do with the show. He's just a kid that calls in occasionally.
Yeah, occasionally, huh? How about, like, for the last 10 years? Oh, you know...
Boy, he got you there, Phil.
Oh, yeah, really nailed me on that one. Yeah, he calls in for the last 10 years.
And the kid's been in... How long has it taken to get through college?
4.
Woo! Boy, what a brain-dead idiot that kid must be. I'll bet you the kid is congenitally deformed and...
All right, Larry, before I hang up on you...
Lab Larry? My name isn't Lab Larry, and if you call me that, people think that they can start putting needles in me and sucking out fluids and seeing whether my head gets big by giving me too many carrots or something.
Yeah. Fuck it.
Oh, fuck it. Oh, I forgot I can't hang up.
No, you can't. No, you can't.
Look, let me, if I could, can I just break this impasse? What is your major complaint, if you don't mind?
My major complaint, Ms. Gray, is that Henry's staff takes a man who has decided he wants to buy a gun to protect my home against the intruder and puts a sign saying, look at this guy, he may get his sheriff star, like I'm trying to be Sheriff John, and I'm walking around with my own sheriff costume on. And cowboy boots, like I'm out there doing playtime or something. I'm not playing here, okay?
All right, Larry. It was admittedly in bad taste, and since you are someone that we know here on the show, Bud, I don't know why you would do that.
I think anybody's going to make a big thing out of it just so you're going to get a sheriff star and put the sheriff hat.
Yeah, well, that's the part I didn't tell you. He superimposed a sheriff hat on my head, and then he put my body on top of a cow or something. So it looks like I'm sitting looking at a gun while I'm sitting on top of a cow with a sheriff hat. What are you guys doing, man? This is the print shop. I don't know, I'm trying to sell a fender. You can't saw that fender here. Jesus H. Christ. You got guys here to try to saw off fenders. We're in the middle of a print shop. So he put a cowboy hat on me.
All right, so that right there made it worse. It's one thing just to say, here's a guy who's going to get a sheriff star. You put a cowboy hat on him and did what?
We put him on a cow.
No, we got to put him on a horse, but it looked better on a cow.
Okay. Guys, you know, you're just mocking a man who is concerned about, you know, protecting his home, as everybody is these days. And I don't think, especially since we know Larry, you know, it may be one other thing, man, if it was somebody we didn't know.
Well, let me ask you, may I ask a question, Phil?
Go ahead.
Now, Larry, you bought this gun, right?
Yeah. What about it?
Well, I mean, have you ever fired a weapon at another human being?
Excuse me. I've taken target practice and...
No. I'm not asking you whether you've taken target practice. Have you ever fired a weapon at another human being?
All right, General, if you're asking me, do I have the guts? I can assure you, just because I have no military experience doesn't mean I don't have the guts. Okay, I've got the guts. When the time comes, I'll have the guts. Don't worry.
All right, well, but when the time comes, I will tell you, it's quite a different thing. You don't know whether there were... Sometimes people freeze. You understand that?
Freeze, yeah. Not me. Nah. Not Larry Winthrop Grover. Not a chance.
Larry, quit talking like you got balls the size of an aluminum bell lamp.
My mother, would you please? No, Larry Winthrop Grover never freezes up, all right? I never, never, ever, never, never, not never. The only time that that would happen, I think, is with someone who doesn't have a vested interest, and...
You know that we have the tape recording.
What is it with you, mother, recording everything that I do?
All right, well, we have to get going here, Larry. I wish you the very best.
You know, we do have a recording of Larry last night. I walked in on him in the dark.
Mother!
Let me just play it, Larry. Why can't I play it?
You will not play it. Phil, thank you very much. And
what when she walked in on you in the dark?
My mother came in on me in the dark last night. She walked into the room, and she had on a, I couldn't see her, but she was wearing like a pointed hood like the Ku Klux Klan wears. And she had a big lantern that she was swinging back and forth and going, boy, this and boy, that. And
I was trying to see how Larry would react, not knowing if it was in the Klan, because Larry's white. See,
Wait, what did you do? What is this, darling? I'm trying to understand.
Margaret, I said, what I knew was Larry had purchased this pistol, so I walked into his room last night.
You know what? I'm gonna take a walk. I'm going to take a long walk. I'm going to never come back.
Go ahead, honey. I'm going to have snacks ready in an hour.
All right.
Larry last night was in the room, and he had just gotten done looking at his gun. And
now, how do you know this, if the room was...
Well, I have... there's a little bit of a spy hole that I've drilled in the wall.
You have a spy hole into your son's room?
Yes, from when he was a little boy. But we never had it cocked in, if you'll pardon the expression. And
now listen, you were looking at him through the hole. What's he doing?
He was looking at his gun. And then he put it away, and that's when I put the hood on. And I got the lantern, and I got that from Karen Rogers, Margaret, the lady that lives behind us.
Yes.
And I thanked Karen. And I went in to the room. I just busted in, and I said, boy, you be out of town by 6. Don't let the sun set on you. And I have the recording here, if you want to hear it.
No, all right, just hold on for just a minute. Hold the phone. Do you guys want to hear this thing?
She's got a recording. I don't understand. That whole family's crackers.
I don't think it would be interesting at all, but yes, of course I want to hear it.
Yeah, I think it would be very, very wrong, Mr. Eric. But yeah, we want to hear it.
Yeah, I want to hear it, even though I think it's wrong.
All right, I think it's wrong too, but sure, I want to hear it.
All right, I do too, but doesn't matter what I think.
Oh, yes, it does, because you can X this immediately. If you say we don't listen to it, then we don't listen to it.
All right, we're not going to listen to it.
What a pussy.
You know, I would never use that word, but you really are. What a gutless wonder.
All right, then we'll listen to it.
Jesus, Henry, way to stick to your conviction.
I'm going
to
start...
Sorry.
We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Coming up, we've got Chef Chedelli and Ted Bell. We got, we got it all, man. Also, R.C. Collins recaps this stun gunning of Stephen Dooley here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. No hate along with my bitch love. My bitch love it. I want to tell you that next month we're going to be at the San Francisco Sketch Fest, also at Cobb's Comedy Club for the set list, which I'm really excited to be a part of, and just heard about that a couple of weeks ago. So make sure you go online and check out the San Francisco Sketch Fest. Those of you that were with us a couple of years ago at the same theater that we were 2 years ago, and we'll do our show on Friday night, which gives us the opportunity to, quite frankly, gives me the opportunity to hang out in San Francisco for 2 days and not have to worry about working. So anyway...
Well, that's why you're doing it, huh?
No, that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I like it. They're very cool people, Cole Stratton, everybody. They're great, 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 great dudes.
What the hell is this? That, you know, there's that childhood ends thing, man.
Oh, my God. This sounds as if it's some core of youth ready to disseminate the adults, doesn't it?
Why are you smiling?
Well, I think it's cute that they... I always think it's cute that they have these science fictions where they pretend like children can actually hurt the adults, you know?
Oh, right. You don't think they could?
Are you kidding me?
You know, I got to agree with her there. Little tiny kids, what are they going to do to me, you know?
If they had powers to do it...
Well, if they had powers to do it, but they don't, do they?
Well, now, Mr. Tony, you got to understand. I mean, in this world, there are a lot of weird things. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of weird things in this world, and I look at two of them every morning when I'm looking at you guys.
Yeah, you're one of these days, you'll find out.
One of these days, I'm going to find out what? That little tiny kids can go, woo-hoo, and blow a guy's head off his shoulders? Get the...
All right, so, what are you talking about, bud?
Just talking about what you guys are talking about having, you know, that kid.
Oh, it was that song we were playing. What was that anyway, Robert? Do you know what that particular tune, whatever that thing was?
Yeah, it's called Straight Out the Gate by Tech N9ne. And it sucks.
Right. Okay.
Well, there you go. It looks like Tech Nine won't be inviting you to his. And speaking of that, what the hell's the guy's name Tech Nine for?
It's just his name. So where are we at here? We got Gloria Grover on the line with us. We're going to be talking to us here about Larry Grover. I think Larry's the phone's still open there. Are you at the? Are you over there at the print shop, Gloria? Are you at the print shop, Gloria?
No, I'm at home.
All right. So
I got that other line open. I'll put that.
Okay, so what do you got?
All right, so here it is.
Hey, boy, don't let the sun set on you.
That's it.
Wait a second. Who was that?
That was Larry screaming.
Yeah, but who was the one saying, hey, boy?
Well, that was me.
All right.
Gloria, did you do that voice?
I did, yes. I used one of those scramblers, though, and I got it right here. It's a phone scrambler.
Oh, it's one of those phone the voice scrambler?
Yeah. So,
what are you laughing at?
Not that I don't know.
That's a fine how do you do, Phil.
Do that again, will you?
No, that was the recording. I don't have it with me.
Oh, okay. Can you play the recording again?
Right, certainly.
Hey, boy, don't let the sun set on you.
And that was Larry.
Yes, Phil, that was Larry. Oh, here he comes, Phil. So anyway, Phil, it was wonderful. And then we went to the Bahamas, and then my husband died. Oh, here's Larry.
What are you guys doing anyway?
Nothing, Larry, nothing.
We're just talking about when your mother went to the Bahamas.
Yeah, my mother went to the Bahamas and gambled all my father's money away, and then he croaked on the airplane. Anyway, this meme, Mr. Henry, what are you going to do about it?
All right, where I see it, I'll take it down. I don't know what else to do, and I will instruct my staff never to darken my towels again with that thing.
What?
All right, you know what I'm saying.
Right, all right. Well, that's all I can ask, and I do appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Larry Grover, ladies and gentlemen, here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Look at you. You got the real crap-eating grin on your face, don't you, Phil?
What? Okay. I'm laughing. Why aren't you?
I find it absolutely atrocious that she puts her voice through a scrambler and reduces her own son to almost like a gibbering scream queen.
Yeah, like one of those scream queens from the 1950s, those movies with the big eyeball, you know?
Yeah.
You mean like a 1950s horror movie?
Well, yeah, but specifically, there was that one that had the big giant eyeball that got all over the world. It just that had an eyeball, Mr. Norman, got worldwide.
Well, I don't know the film. There might be the crawling eye.
What eyeball went worldwide?
It was a giant eyeball.
The crawling eye.
No, it wasn't the crawling eye.
That's the only one I know. There's a big giant crawling eye that was stupidest movie I ever saw in my life. The only cool thing in that movie was that he pulled some guy's body out from underneath a cot, and the guy didn't have a head.
The crawling eye cut the head off, right?
No, the crawling eye didn't cut the head off.
How would the crawling eye? It's just a big giant eye. It can't wield an axe. It can only crawl.
You know, guys, the day that you stop trying to make sense out of those flicks, that's a day that I will long remember. It's a day that I'll be just happy, and I'll be smiling, and I'll be, you know, just... Anyway, Ted Bell is joining us now, world-famous Phil Henry Show. We got Chef Carl Cedilia, and we'll find out about all the stuff going on there.
Hey, Phil, how you doing? This is Ted Bell, and today we are going to be putting Chef Carl Cedilia through what I call a mud check. And it's an old-fashioned mud check, Phil, you know, where you check a guy's intestinal fortitude to see just what he's made of in case... You know, because on all kinds of things, in the restaurant business, Phil, it's like any other business, you can really, be called upon to do some pretty sick things, you know? And
what do you mean, sick things?
Nothing, but it just sounded really cool. You know, I saw a movie once where a guy was in the CIA. He said, but he made me do really sick things. Anyway, here comes Chef Cedilia. Chef Cedilia, Phil Henry.
This is Chef Carl Cedilia. Now, he's got me doing some tests. I don't know what this is. He calls it mud check, all right?
Well, let me ask you something, Ted. A mud check. So that's what... I've heard that term before, like in that Outlaw Chronicles, you know?
Yeah. They test your intestinal fortitude, see what you're made of, you know? See what you can take, right? So now, Chef Cedilia, I'm doing this, as you know, because it gets very stressful in the kitchen late at night, especially when we get a lot of big dinners. Now, coming up here this morning, we're going to have women for the Women's Discussion League of West Los Angeles. And I know, Margaret, you said you're going to stop by.
Yes, I might stop by just to see what's going on. You know, some of these things can really be embarrassing. Some of the silly, stupid things they talk about. Do you know what they're talking about today?
Well, that's exactly what I want to bring up here to Chef Cedilli. Now, keep on, Chef Cedilli, what are you preparing this morning?
Well, this morning, I'm preparing oatmeal cookies. I'm going to make some oatmeal cookies, and the ones with the nice little raisins on them. And then I'm also going to be making egg salad. Egg salad is delicious if it's made the right way. And egg salad, I think, is most best enjoyed when it's on a couple of pieces of bread as an egg salad sandwich. So we're going to do that for that.
Boy, do I love egg salad.
Well, so I can tell you, came to the right place today. All right. You want the phone?
Yeah.
Well, this is my segment.
I get, so Ted's up.
Hold on, what are you... I just want the phone, because I got to tell you that. All right?
This is Bud Check.
Yeah. Just continue with your cooking.
All right. Why don't I trust you? I don't...
All right, so Chef Cedilli Phil is doing, and you and I will talk, and this is going to take... Go ahead. You're doing a great job, and I wanted that one other thing, Chef. We've had wonderful comments about our kitchen here the last couple of weeks since you've come on board.
Well, not that I'm surprised.
No, you shouldn't be. It's been absolutely phenomenal. All right, so, Phil, guess what? Kim Kardashian is going to eat her own placenta.
Hey.
What is... Where are you going?
I got to take a dump.
Was that on the air? Yeah, that was on the air. All right, so right there. You saw he flunked it. And
why are you doing that?
Because I want to see what kind of pressure I can put this guy under. Do you understand? Don't you understand?
Yes, but why would you... You know full well that that's going to bug that guy...
Can I ask a question? Is this the mud check?
No, I just want to know, can you make those oatmeal cookies while I talk to Phil about Kim Kardashian eating, you know, I don't even know what it is, but my wife said she's going to eat her own placenta, so you know what that is?
Shit.
Give me the phone, man. Don't drop my phone.
I don't. God damn. You are down your rotten hell for that.
Who's doing that? Kim Kardashian. Go ahead, make your oatmeal cookies. And then after you make one, I want you to eat one. Now,
no.
I want you to eat one. Now,
all right, Ted, I think I've had about enough of this. This is simply torture, okay?
All it is a mud check.
If you're talking to Kim Kardashian...
Can't you see it?
If you're telling me that Kim Kardashian...
You've got to see his face, Phil. Come on, you can say it. Kim Kardashian's going to do what? You can't do it. You sound like Linda Blair.
I can do it, all right.
You're not much of a professional. That's what I'm saying. You have to be able...
Give me the phone again.
Don't keep grabbing my phone, man. You grab my phone in much the same way I imagine you grab someone's...
What were you going to say? Someone's dick?
No. Not someone's, a specific person. Mine. Now,
all right, go ahead. Test my mud. Give me the mud check. Now, I'm making my oatmeal cookies. And I'm going to be, all right, also I'm going to be making egg salad, that's right.
Yeah, egg salad, that's the newborn chickens, right? Do their mothers eat their placenta? he's getting through it, Phil. No, he's going to fake, he's going to flunk it. Passed out.
All right, are you done?
What is it with you?
Pal, what are you, some kind of a sadistic bastard? What's the point of all of this?
Mud check! He's on the air, he's baking stuff, you know...
Mud check. This guy is not an air traffic controller, man. He's not, you know, commanding a tank in battle. He's a chef in a restaurant.
Oh, okay, Phil.
That's all he is, and he doesn't deserve to be messed with that way.
Hold on, throw some water on him.
Hey. Ugh.
I think he's a damn good chef, and I think he's probably a good chef in part because that kind of thing does make him sick.
Well, come on, man. It's in the news. Everybody's going to be talking about it, and they're going to be talking about it here this morning in this very restaurant. Do you want this guy to walk out there while he's serving his egg salad? And some woman gets up and said, by the way, Kim Kardashian's going to eat her placenta, and there goes Chef Cedilli flat on his face with egg salad all over the place. I don't think so.
I'm not flat.
Yeah, but... Come on, he's coming around now. How you doing?
Hey, let me tell you something, Bill. You pull that kind of bullshit. You pull that kind of bullshit, Abba.
Yeah, that. You know what, Chef? If he, you know, if you gotta quit, there's about six or seven other restaurants we can find you a place at.
Whoa! What are you trying to do?
I'm not gonna pull up with that stuff. Kim Fryer.
That's the most disgusting.
Absolutely disgusting and vile and sickening. But what's the latest?
Well, I'll tell you.
All right, thanks a lot, Ted. Phil Hendry Show. You know, that's a story that I don't need to hear. I saw somebody say that, you know. I don't need to hear or see that headline.
Why are you discussing it on the program?
I wasn't. Ted was.
Oh, that's right.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Yeah, it was, where is that? This is the story here. What is that about?
Look, it is a very natural and very normal thing, and nothing for anyone to get all that perturbed about. Now, to bring it up while a man's making egg salad, yes, I can understand that.
Well, I don't know why he's doing that, and this is one of the reasons why Ted loses people. You know, this is one of the reasons why Ted Bell loses chefs and all kinds of people. He can't let it alone, you know? He's always screwing stuff up. He's always sticking his hands in things.
Well, I mean, that's probably where he got good.
A lot of guys get good that way, Phil.
A lot of guys get good that way. By what? By just, hey, it's going so great, I think what I'll do is start screwing it up. Is that what you're talking about?
Some people are like that. I'm not saying it's healthy. There are some people that are very much like that. And you have to learn to live with them. And the best time to learn to live with them is when you're living with them. And I don't know.
Well, you know, for me, and that whole story when I saw that.
Well, I thought about eating the placenta.
That's fine, but I that's all I need to hear about that. Pretty vile.
I don't understand it. So what you going to do? Unless you got to cook it up?
No, that's shut up.
Wow, get a lot of Henry, huh?
Really sickens you, doesn't it?
Yes. All right, folks, we're going to be going to Western Estates and talk to Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley. Yesterday on our show, we had an episode that I wasn't sure what happened. It turns out that Steve Dooley was tased. Now, do we have that, bud?
Didn't put it in a file yet, but...
Doesn't matter. We can do it off the desktop. Okay, here it is. This was an episode of the program, and we need to get R.C. Collins, and of course we need Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley in the program now, or on a newsmaker line there.
Get him on there.
All right, so what happened was R.C. I guess, going out and interning at various gigs. His father wants him to do that. I guess R.C. has crap-canned the whole idea of going into the military.
Well, you know what? Good thing he did it first, because the military wouldn't take... That guy is way out there. Now, yeah, you need some psycho guys. There's no question. But Collins is psycho, and... I don't think you give... He's psycho, you know, but he'd be looking around for, like, cotton candy and stuff. I don't think this guy is... He's not ready for hardcore, psycho, in-your-face, you know, combat, so...
All right, so anyway, he's not going to be doing that. Mr. Collins is at... he's on his phone, and we're going to go over to Western Estates Homeowners Association and talk here to Bobby and Steve Dooley as they talk... about this episode yesterday, bud.
Yeah, they're W in the gym. Okay, yeah, they're over in the gym right now.
I love how everybody's in the gym around here. I'm glad that everybody's working out. Bobby, how you doing?
Well, yes, we are, Phil, and it's a very important... I had no idea what happened yesterday. Steve was so traumatized by it that he came over immediately and started working out.
I'm good, I'm working on my leg.
All right, I understand that. I want to walk through this now. R.C. Collins is going to join us here in a moment. He's at his dad's home in Palo Alto, California. KRC, are you there?
Yeah, Mr. Ender, I'm right here.
All right.
Okay, I don't want to say anything. I thought I was going to be speaking exclusively to Mr. Hendry. I don't want to say anything other than let the tape speak for itself. I don't want to speak...
You'll be talking to me, R.C. Yesterday, you were there, and you were working with Mr. Dooley as a part of an internship that he graciously offered you. And at that time, you were then heard to, if I'm not mistaken, comment on his wife's, you know, body. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, it is. At the time, I made what I thought was a flattering comment about Mrs. Dooley's, you know, bottom area. The bottom area. You know, so...
No, you didn't want to say anything.
Yeah, that's right. You didn't want to say nothing. Why don't you shut up before I come to the phone? Huh? I'd like that a lot.
Okay. You know what, kid? I'm not going to let you state your case here if you keep acting like that.
That's a good saying, anyway.
Don't worry about it. Keep on working on your legs and your chest.
I'm bulking up, kid.
That's nice.
Okay. You hear what I said?
Sister, I was just trying to comment. I was trying to respond in time.
In time?
I mean, in kind.
If you're responding in time, you'd go, right, you know, 1, 2, 1, 2.
What?
You know what I'm talking about.
I was responding in kind.
All right. So here is the tape from yesterday's show where we're going to hear Mr. Collins, and this is Mr. Dooley. And here it is.
Well, will you take a look at the butt on that?
Hey, man, watch it. How dare you?
What?
Look at some kid. You don't talk to another. Don't talk about another man's wife that way.
I'm just saying she's got a couple of. She's got butt cheeks that.
All right, give the phone to.
What? Sorry about
kid.
Nothing.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, so tell us what else is going to be going on.
Hey, Dooley, keep an eye on that kid. Just hold on for a minute.
Why are you saying that?
It did nothing. So...
Why are you saying that?
Because...
Nothing.
I'm just...
All right, so what else is he going to be doing? Saying.
Well, today, what else are you going to do, RC?
I don't know. You're the guy that's telling me... He's asking me what I'm going to do.
Well, I thought I told you. I gave you a list of things you got to do.
Well, if one of them was checking out your butt's butt, your butt's wife, you know...
You mean my butt's wife?
Reverse it!
You mean my wife's butt? Why, you lousy little...
That kicked his ass.
Wait a minute. You kicked his ass?
What do you think, man? I don't stutter.
All right,
Hey.
You better get out of there, man.
This is R.C. Collins reporting.
All right, that is childish. It's very obvious that was an assault. What have you got to say for yourself?
What I did was protect myself because Mr. Dooley may have been coming.
Yeah, Mr. Dooley's got to...
Mr. Dooley could very well have been coming toward in the middle of my legs. Oh, my God.
You're a lying little piece of dirt with a name and legs. You know that? A piece of dirt.
How do you people know? You don't...
All right, we weren't there. You're right.
You weren't even there.
I never came toward... to make a move for your leg.
Well, it looked like you might.
I was looking. I was trying to reach for a hoe. It was right, just right there.
Yeah, it was between my legs.
The handle was, yeah. It was sticking right out.
Oh, my God.
All right, wait a minute.
Steve, what are you talking about?
The handle of the hoe that I needed was right there. And he was giving me lip and everything, talking about a butt cheek. And so I said, yeah, sure. And I was going to reach over for the handle of the hoe was sticking out between his legs.
I was just sitting on it.
Yeah, well, I didn't know that. And,
That's when I tased him.
What kind of a taser were you using?
Just a handheld job. One of those, you know, 18 million volt handheld. Jesus H. Christ.
Oh, my God. Yeah, and it felt like it, too.
You know what? You could kill somebody.
Now get out of here. They don't kill nobody. You see it on cops all the time.
Hey, kid, unless you know what you're doing with one of those, you could kill someone.
You know, Mr. Dooley, if you wanted to press charges...
No, I'm not going to press charges. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Because you know what's going to... This kid's going to say that I tried to go for his thing. You know...
Well, Steve...
Of course I didn't. It was the handle of the hoe.
I was sitting...
What were you doing with that hoe?
I was playing like I was Jim Morrison and going, woo, woo. So,
yeah, see?
What? Yeah, what is he talking about?
All right. I got to tell you that this is the most asinine thing that I've ever heard in my life. And you are lucky, RC, that he doesn't press charges.
Well, yeah, but if he does, then I can say that he went for it.
Yeah,
Yeah, you were going for the handle of a hoe, but I was going, yeah, yeah. And so...
You know, kid, you don't have a case. You know, he could put you... I swear to God, he could have you... Let's hear this again, if you don't mind, because I just want to make sure I know.
Oh, will you take a look at the butt on that?
Okay, right there.
Man, watch
yeah,
it.
So what?
How dare you?
What?
Look at that, kid. You don't talk to another... Don't talk
about
another
wife like that.
Don't you shut up. She's got butt cheeks that...
All right, give the phone to...
What? Sorry about kid.
Nothing.
Yeah.
All right, Steve, so tell us what else is
right
going
here,
on. Hey, Dooley, keep an eye on that kid. Just hold on for
right
a
minute. Right here, I'm doing saying that. I'm trimming some hedges.
It did nothing. So,
no, that's you're trimming it.
Because? Nothing. All right, so what else is he going to be doing?
Well, today, what else are you going to do, RC?
I don't know. You're the guy that's telling me. He's asking me what I'm going to do.
Well, I thought I told you. I gave you a list of things you got to do.
Well, if one of them was checking out your butt's butt, your butt's wife, you know.
What do you mean my butt's wife? Right here, I'm reverse going for the hole of the handle, and he's saying my wife's butt? Why, you lousy little...
Yeah, right there. It looked like he was going for it. That kicked his ass.
Wait a minute. You kicked his ass?
What do you think, man? I don't stutter.
All right.
Hey.
You better get out of there, man.
This is R.C. Collins reporting.
Yeah, R.C. Collins reporting. That's, as far as I'm concerned, everyone heard that, everyone witnessed that, and your ass is in jail, R.C.
Mr. Henry.
No, your ass is in jail, and it's a long fall, man, from being at Bradley Military Academy, where father wanted to turn you into a man, to sitting in a jail cell for assaulting a guy with a taser.
No, I would do that, Mr. Henry.
And you know what, R.C., if you try to go for that, he was going for my thing.
Look, you know, Mr. Henry, it's his word against mine.
No. We're all here. We all heard this shit. And we know you were sitting on the hoe handle. What do you mean playing like you're Jim Morrison?
Well, whatever that guy was that pulled it out, that was Jim Morrison, yeah. But there's been a multitude of rock stars that have pulled it out since then. So for you to say can I have the phone for a minute? No, you may not. For you to say that you're playing Jim Morrison, it just doesn't... It's not going to read, you know. It's not going to read because everyone there is going to say you're only 50. I don't know if it's going to work or not.
Tell right now, kid. You'll take a chance.
Well, you know, if I got to do what I got to do, then I got to do it.
I'm going to tell you something, Marcy. I'll be on Dooley's side here.
So that's how it is, huh?
That's exactly how it is, you know. And I know that your father's got you working a lot of different gigs. He's got you working a lot of different internships and bullshit like that. And we're very, very happy to cover that. But if you're going to be pulling some of this stuff...
Well, I have to have that tape forensically analyzed because you can hear him going, yeah. I think in the background, if you so analyze it...
Oh, you're so fucked. You're full of it.
Steve, relax. What are you talking about? You can hear him saying just before he goes for it, he goes, hey, yeah. You can. Go ahead, play it.
Play the tape again.
No, Mr. Henry, you don't need to play it.
Play the god bloody tape again to find out what this kid's talking about, okay?
Mr. Henry, are you actually believing this kid?
No, I'm not, but I got to hear what kind of horse dung he's coming up with now, okay? You say that there's something on this tape. She bad as a... What is that, bud?
That was the tape.
That ain't the tape. That's... Sounds like Meek Mill. Here we go.
Well, will you take a look at the butt on that?
Hey, man, watch it.
Yeah, it's coming up. You'll hear it.
You.
What?
Look at
what?
Some kid. You don't talk to another. Don't talk about another man's wife that way.
I'm just saying she's got a couple of. She's got butt cheeks. That...
All right, give the phone to.
Nothing.
Yeah.
All right, Steve. So tell us what else is going to be going on. Hey, Dooley, keep an eye on that kid. Just hold on for a minute.
Why are you saying that?
It did nothing. So...
Why are you saying that?
Because...
Yeah.
Nothing.
Hey, wow,
nothing.
Yeah. Oh, look at that.
All right, so what else is he going to be doing?
Well, today, what else are you going to do, R.C.?
I don't know. You're the guy that's telling me. You're asking me what I'm going to do.
I'm going for it. I told you. I gave you a list of things you got to do.
Well, if one of them was checking out your butt's butt, your butt's wife, you know...
What do you mean my butt's wife?
Reverse it.
I'm going to go for it. You mean my wife's butt? Why, you lousy little...
You heard it now, Mr. Henry. I heard it a bunch of times.
I kicked his ass.
Wait a minute, you kicked his ass?
What do you think, man?
That was phony baloney.
I don't stutter. Phony baloney
right,
from the gate.
Hey.
You better get out of there, man.
This is R.C. Collins reporting.
All right, yeah, I agree with everybody. It was phony baloney.
What are you talking about?
Sounds like one of those voice scramblers like that old lady Grover had.
You could clearly hear him saying, going, yeah, I'm going to go for it.
That wasn't me, kid. You on the tape.
That wasn't there before, R.C., okay? You gotta, you know, take it easy, man. Nice knowing you. Tell your dad continued success. And you, boy, I remember the glory days of R.C. Collins, man.
So that's the way it's gonna be?
Yeah, that's the way it's gonna be until you start to grow the hell up, okay?
Tell him one thing, David.
What's that?
One thing, let me tase him.
I would not recommend that because the kid will turn around. Well,
I don't know if he gives his consent.
What about, kid?
What are you talking about?
I'm going to tase you. And now we'll call it Even Steven.
That would be Even Steven, yeah. Yeah, it would, if you'll allow us to videotape it for the Wintertacular. You're going to videotape me getting tased for the Wintertacular? What if I soil myself? All the better. Yep.
All right, you guys work that out, okay?
Look, kid, here's my phone number. It's for...
Wait a minute. If they're going to tase that punk kid, man, I got to be there for that.
You know, all of you have lost your minds. I can't believe you spent 15 minutes talking about that.
Well, hey, you know, I didn't want to talk about it at all. But when that kid is going to start accusing some guy of going for it...
Dad, hear the phony baloney way that he done it?
Well, yeah, he used one of them voice scramblers. What is this with this voice scrambler? You know, I had one of those things once.
Oh, yeah? Were you making dirty phone calls with it?
No. I actually got it from a friend. A guy gave it to me, a friend of mine who's a private investigator, because I, you know, doing what I do. And he said, here, try this, man. So he gave me this thing.
Well, what does it do?
Well, what it does is it speeds your voice. You've heard it on TV. You see the people, though. It sounds like they're talking like squirrels, right?
Yeah, does it slow it down and everything?
Yeah, and then you can put it, there's another setting on the phone. And it's actually kind of creepy because, you know, if you called somebody and you're like, yes, I'd like to speak to me. I mean, that would creep me out.
My God, this was used by a private investigator?
I don't know if he used it. It's something that he had, you know, something that he had in his toolbox, as it were. And so he gave me this thing.
Well, did you use it or what'd you do?
I tried to use it on the air one time, but it didn't sound, you know, if I still had it, I bet you it's laying around someplace. I would use it for maybe some other kind of thing, but it didn't sound all that great. And that's what he's using. And he's high on a mixture of chemicals, man. All right, world famous Phil Henry Show, philhenryshow.com. Gonna be right back here. I'll be enjoying everything today. Have a beautiful, beautiful day. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah. Doesn't use protection. What kind of a check is?
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. And of course, everyone, I am Margaret Gray. Margaret Gray. And we want to remind you that Ted Bell now features Cow Zombie. That's code for any of you that want to be vegetarian, have the vegetarian lasagna there at Ted's of Beverly Hills. That's Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills. Remember to use the term, or the code, I should say, Cow Zombie. That's Cow Zombie.
What the hell is it?
Excuse me. That's Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills.
So what are you doing? You're doing the commercials for him?
I'm doing that. The Cow Zombie. I told you about that.
What is Cow Zombie?
Yeah, don't you know about it?
No, I don't know about it. I'm getting all the secondhand stuff around here.
Cow zombie is simply what you say. You're going cow zombie.
But what does that mean? Vegetarian?
Yeah, Mr. Eagle.
Yeah, well, take it easy, Phil. You're gonna bite your own tongue.
Yes, Phil, you're gonna swallow your own tongue. Easy. Now here, let me
put your fingers in my mouth.
I'm afraid you'll swallow your own tongue.
Margaret, you know that there's no such thing as swallowing one's own tongue.
How dare you?
What are you talking about? Everybody knows that when a guy has an epileptic fit.
That's bullshit. It's bullshit. It's bullshit. Because I've read up on epileptic fit, or whatever you call, what you call an epileptic fit, a seizure, and people don't swallow their tongues, and to put your fingers into somebody's mouth when they're going through something like that, you're going to lose both fingers. Okay?
Well, then why is it I've seen very good friends of mine who are always at the ready, and I am as well. I love to swoop in when there's an emergency, particularly in a public place. And Karen Del Gracchio, you know her, she swept in and said, I'll take care of this.
Is she a nurse?
I don't know, Phil, but she came. She swept in.
What do you mean she swept in? So everybody's supposed to step back?
She swept in and she said, I'll take care of this. And she stuck her fingers in this man's mouth. And then he opened his eyes and went, how are you? It was a big gag. And,
Are you kidding me?
Oh, so you think that's funny?
Wait a minute. This guy was pretending to have a seizure?
Yes, but she swept in to help.
All right, so she swept in to help. She put her fingers in his mouth, and then he opened his eyes and said, how are you?
Yes.
Well, it sounded like that. Hoo-hoo-hoo.
Excuse me.
Well, Margaret, you walked right into that, okay?
You know what, Phil? I walked right into the day I got hired on this show, I walked into a big
walked right into it. You walked into the biggest. You walked into it.
Yes, I walked into it. And I haven't walked out of it yet.
Oh, so you're still in it?
Yes, I did in it. What a jackass.
So, Margaret, never mind. You know, I think you're right about that, though.
I know I'm right about that. I know I'm right about that. Swallow your tongue. All right.
Smile when you say that.
Yeah. All right, folks. It's been a real treat here being with you today here on the world famous Phil Henry Show. Our show is executive produced by myself, Phil Henry. Don't forget that every day that... Wait a second. I didn't even announce the winner, man.
Didn't announce the winner of the bag.
Yeah. Our winner today is Jim P., man.
Yeah, what's up, Jim P.?
That's his name, Jim P. The winner of our Star Wars package today is Jim P., so dig it. Jim, you get two tickets to see the film Star Wars The Force Awakens, as well as other odds and ends and cutesy poo things. It's all part of our BSP Christmas promotion, and we certainly hope you enjoy that. Jim P. is our winner. We'll give away another package tomorrow here on the Phil Henry Show, so be with us. And, you know, whatever the hell we drop, man. Don't forget the Milwaukee Lions are up again on Sunday. The season's drawing to a close.
Yeah, no, like week 15.
Week 15, so they lost this, so they're out of the playoffs.
Yeah, they stink, man. I'll tell you, why you ever agreed to carry that team? They blow every duck.
You know, Phil, I cannot believe that...
Cannot believe what?
That you're laughing at my friend who put her fingers in a guy's...
Well, it's better that she put her fingers in his mouth than...
Yeah, go ahead. Finish the sentence.
No, I won't.
I demand...
Margaret, just relax. Get out of here, will you?
Get out of here?
Yes.
Huh.
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow on a world-famous Phil Hendry show and philhendryshow.com. And don't forget that, as I said, the Lions will be back up with us on Sunday. Then their last game is in a couple of weeks. Then we're doing the show live from Hawaii between the 26th and the 2nd. And we will be doing a show. And it will be a show featuring all of the attendant video that you PSPs have come to know and love. So we'll be live originating from the beautiful island of Kauai the week between Christmas and New Year's. Till then, ladies and gentlemen, Dick Clark, so long.
What does that mean?
Dick Clark, so long. I'm just messing around, okay?
World famous Phil Hendry.
He already did it.
We can stop that.